from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. We're your original social media. You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Curry on WVON AM 1690.
This is America's Heroes Group. Today, on August 10th, the America's Heroes Group radio talk show has transcended race, creed, and color through engaging, connecting, empowering, and transforming veterans, armed forces, and their family members by being the synergistic hub to veterans, affairs, information, resources, and referrals. And America's Heroes Group is proudly sponsored by attorney Steve Seidman, of Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman, LLP, 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. Toll-free number is 888-837-3275. The office is 312-781-1977. America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, partner and sponsor, National Women's Veterans United. The National Women's Veteran United is at 8620 South Pulaski, the lower level, Chicago, Illinois, 60652. The office number is 872-731-2150. The website, www.nwvu.org. And America's Heroes Group is also proudly sponsored by Pearl's Place Down Home Southern Cooking, 3901 South Michigan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois. The phone number is 877-275-5852. Some great sponsors, and we have a great guest. He's really not a guest, I guess, because he is Hugh S. Turner, of course, who is the executive director of the Chicago Veterans Benefit Administration. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Thank you very much.
That's always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you here, because you keep us up. We've talked about this Blue Water Navy situation before.
I think we touched on it very briefly in our last program.
Right.
And it's fairly new.
Yes, very new, and some people have some complaints about delays and so forth. Help us understand you exactly what's going on with that. Well, and first, let's say this, okay, because a lot of people don't even know about this blue water thing. Mm-hmm. Let's explain what that is first.
Okay.
Because everybody knows about Agent Orange. But,
absolutely. If I'm just trying to reflect here. Mm-hmm. In June, June 25th of this year, the Blue Water Navy Vietnam Veterans Act of 2019 was signed into law. Although the law itself takes effect 1 January of mm-hmm. 2020.
Mm-hmm.
The essence of the law, it expands the presumption of exposure to Agent Orange to veterans who served on vessels operating not more than 12 nautical miles from seaward from the demarcation line of the waters of Vietnam and Cambodia between January 9th, 1962, and May 7th of 1975. So this captures a larger pool of veterans, primarily Navy and perhaps Coast Guardsmen, mm-hmm. who may have been on vessels in those right. waters during that time frame, who until now were not part of the eligibility pool for Agent Orange and presumptions. So it expands that aperture or opens up
that's
that right. aperture.
Now, one of the things that a lot of people are concerned about is that the delay, of course, that's happened. A lot of the people who probably would have been eligible are no longer with us. And there's some concern now about a further delay. What is the situation? What needs to be done?
Well, I'm not aware of a quote unquote delay.
Okay,
we will accept submissions now as claims being filed, although we won't take action until after the law is in effect,
which is the first
of January 2020.
Okay, so
veterans who feel that they are within the eligibility criteria may file and submit the documentation to build their case, although, like I said, we won't begin the ratings mm-hmm. until after the law takes effect 1 January 2020.
So they can start applying now? Is that what you're saying?
That's correct.
That's great then.
That's correct.
They don't have, because some people were concerned about that. They don't have to wait. They can do it now.
That's
although
correct.
The law doesn't take effect until the first of the year.
That's correct.
Okay, that's great.
One of the things we have to be mindful of, we don't know what that expansion of the population pool will look like.
True. That's true. We have no idea.
Although we anticipate there'll be an increase a number of filings, and particularly for those individuals in this category that may have applied before that category mm-hmm. of eligibility
didn't exist.
You're
right, exactly.
So I suspect we'll see more resubmissions of individuals.
And good, because the VA has always been trying to do the best thing for the veterans. We're fortunate, actually, in my belief. But this is something that people didn't know anything about.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Although I think this was through the efforts of some veteran service organizations like the American Legion, who on behalf of their constituents said, hey, listen, that population pool needs to be expanded because we do have individuals, we feel, that were subject to Agent Orange.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that precluded them from being eligible was that they were in the water.
Right.
And not on land or part of the brown water Navy, mm-hmm. the Mekong Delta mm-hmm. crew and everything mm-hmm. else. So through their efforts, this law has come into effect or come into being.
That is extremely interesting because, and no doubt, the Congress has seen the need to do that through the work of the VA, everybody else for that matter.
Yes.
But the point is, Mr. Turner, we've got some folks that are gone already, and this is just an unfortunate thing.
Yeah.
But it who would even think of that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's an old saying, you can't relitigate the past.
Exactly.
And
that's true.
And you wish that things weren't the way they were necessarily. But we're in a position now to assist those individuals who meet the eligibility criteria now. And I think that's real important.
What's a great job you've been doing all of this time and continue to do, Mr. Turner, do you have any idea as to what you folks are expecting?
Quite honestly, no, although we think that there will certainly be an increase. I guess if I were to give counsel to individuals who now fall into the expanded pool, I find that it's always helpful, most helpful, for our veterans to work with veteran service organizations in putting together their claim submission. Because a lot of the veteran service organizations are very experienced at doing that. I think it's important for folks as they look at the application of the Blue Water Navy Act to them, if they intend to file, they need to state on their application that they're filing for one of the presumed Agent Orange conditions. That lets us know, that this is one of those cases. Other fundamental things, it's all about documentation, including evidence that you have service in the offshore waters of the Republic of Vietnam during that time frame. Include the names of ships that you may have been on, ship logs, things, the dates of the vessels that you were on board during that period of time within that 12-mile nautical mile territory of Vietnam, and provide medical evidence showing a diagnosis of a current Agent Orange presumptive condition, or tell us where you were treated so we can request those records. And there's a whole list of presumptives. Some of these I can't pronounce, but if you go to the website va.gov, you'll see the laundry list. And I'm positive that many of the veteran service organizations who have represented Agent Orange cases in the past are very familiar with a lot of the presumptives and are prepared to assist.
Everybody knew, not everybody, but we know about Agent Orange, obviously, and what it was being used for and so forth. Did we know anything about it, this Agent Blue?
I'm not going to say Agent Blue because
it's not really.
We're talking about Agent Orange.
Yeah,
and the application
but it's
Agent
the water.
That's
what it's called.
Very well impacted sailors and Coast Guardsmen. Anybody
which is
that
a,
were on vessels.
Same thing. Yeah. Okay.
And
I got
either,
you.
And I don't know the transmission. They may have been transport carrying the chemicals to port. Or they may have, been some spraying residue, that occurred that drifted over the waters. But I think the important thing is to understand that we recognize this, and now there's a presumption here that people can file for if they were within 12 nautical miles of the territories of Cambodia and Vietnam.
Which is, what do you anticipate in your professional expertise?
Oh, I'm not a technical expert in processing claims, but I anticipate that we'll see certainly an increase in number of applications, and a lot of this will be those individuals who may have filed in the past, but were denied because they didn't fit the criteria then, but they fit
Agent
the criteria
Orange,
now. So I couldn't tell you what those numbers may have been like or look like. But we're prepared to take this on.
And, well, I'm sure you are. And some people who may have been denied in the past, we don't know. Maybe they should refile, right?
I would encourage them to do
so.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, again, remember the presumption.
Right.
This is what it's all about, presumption.
Right.
So if you manifest any of those presumptive diseases and you fit the criteria, by all means, file.
That's good.
And again, I say this time and time again, document. So if you've got records, your orders and all those other things that we should have in our position, but unfortunately sometimes, you know, young, especially in the, I remember my days as a young lieutenant, you didn't think about things like that.
Mm-hmm.
What do I need these records for?
Right.
But, exactly. But as time goes on, you realize, yeah. you know, I wish I would have kept them, or I do have them.
Sure.
And bring them.
Sure.
Because in the final analysis, it's all about documentation.
Documentation, yeah.
Appropriate documentation.
It's got to be. The other thing that is so interesting here, Hugh, is everybody, make sure you know that we're talking to Hugh S. Turner again. We're always pleased to have him here. Chicago Veterans Benefit Administration. He's the executive director and always gives us great information as to what needs to be done. One thing I need, and they didn't give it to me here, and I don't know what the phone number, the call-in number, usually it's here in front of us, but it's not. I want to make sure we put that out here because somebody may want to be calling. I just know that, you know, we've talked about this enough already that there's a lot of people who are mentioning it. So,
Yeah, we're paying a lot of attention to it. Members of Congress are paying a lot of attention
to it.
And the word is getting out. I don't have the number in front of me, but calling any one of our VA call centers,
mm-hmm,
you know, will
mm-hmm,
get them in contact with the right folks. And again, if you're working with a veteran service organization, that is always extremely, they are always extremely helpful knowledgeable.
That's great. And let me give our number, call-in number here, 312-374-8130. The call-in number here at WVON is 312-374-8130. And that's something that is just so important. And that's what America's Heroes Group is all about. As you well know, you've helped us so much. In the past, yeah.
Well, I'm not sure if it's me. I kind of manage things, you know, at the 50,000-foot level.
You let us know things we didn't know, sir.
But we do have blessed with a wonderful staff of professionals who know this business.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And they're the ones that do this on a day-to-day basis. And looking at our workforce at the regional office here, over 50% of our workforce are veterans. So there's something very personal about this
all
of us.
That's great. You know, there's been so much talk about this, and this is totally off the issue, but just is anybody saying anything now about what they think about legalization of cannabis?
I've heard no discussions about that. I think I may have seen a couple of articles where there may have been some discussion, and maybe there's some experimentation or studies that are going on that I'm not expressly familiar with,
mm-hmm.
and I've just heard.
Mm-hmm.
Although, quite candidly, you can't help but take notice that attitudes toward cannabis has changed tremendously over the last 5 years.
Yeah.
And I think one from a perspective in terms of using it as a recreational drug, certainly, but also medicinal purposes and cannabis itself is being looked at researched very, very closely, I understand.
Yeah. They're having what is called the Civil War of cannabis in California. The state is divided over access to delivery, and they're having a big fight about that, but like as you mentioned, for medicinal purposes, you know, it shouldn't be a major problem.
Well, again, I mean, and you have two sets of law, state law, and you have federal law.
That's true. And that's,
we abide by federal law.
That's right. And although, as you well know, January 1st, it's going to be legal here in Illinois, but as you just pointed out, anybody who's going to be selling it is going to have sort of a problem because, you know, as long as it's illegal federally, you got to be careful who you bank with. You know what I mean? If you have a business,
And my understanding is that the banks don't touch it.
No, they probably don't. Yeah, that's right. So then you've got to do a local whatever, you know. Yeah. But anyway, getting back to our major subject here, Hugh Turner, as you, yes, always, you give us just some great information. And what's your word?
In terms of document.
Yes. That's what, and everything. That's what I want everybody to understand.
Yeah. And again, I always close, I'm not closing out because I think we're going to touch on another subject here on loan guarantee. Mm-hmm. But if you have relatives and friends who are still serving in uniform and who will be getting out, to ensure that they have a copy mm-hmm. of their personnel records and their medical records.
You know, I'm glad you told me that quickly, too, and I'm almost goofed up. We're going to talk about the VA home loan funding fee refund.
Yes, sir.
Can you tell us about that?
Essentially, this applies to those of us who have applied, and a number of us do apply for VA home loans. And generally, mm-hmm. All beneficiaries using the VA home loan guarantee benefit must pay a funding fee. That's mandated by Congress.
By Congress, okay.
And the funding fee is a percentage of the loan amount, which varies based on the type of loan and military category. And if the beneficiary is a first-time or subsequent loan user, and whether he or she makes a down payment, that also applies. The VA funding fee may be financed or paid in cash, but it must be paid at mm-hmm. closing.
Mm-hmm.
However, fallen individuals are exempt from paying the fee. Okay? And that veterans receiving VA compensation for a service-connected disability, or veterans who would be entitled to receive compensation for service-connected disability if they did not receive retirement or active pay, or veterans who are rated eligible to receive compensation resulting from a pre-discharge disability examination or rating or based on a pre-discharge review of existing medical evidence that results in the issuance of a memorandum of rating, or a surviving spouse of veterans who died in service from a service-connected or from a service-disconnected disability or service-connected disability. I apologize for that. However, there is that category of individuals that may be entitled to a refund of the VA funding fee if they had a disability compensation claim pending at the time of the loan closing. And that's probably that group of folks that this applies most directly to. They are now eligible for the refund. That's going to vary on the loan amount.
Mm-hmm,
The VA is now going through the process of notifying those individuals who fall within that window, and anticipate that that will be completed sometime in September.
That's great.
So they want to get that done.
Mm-hmm.
But that is good news.
Good news.
Yeah.
Good
it doesn't news. Apply to everybody.
No,
but applies to a large number of people. Yes, sir.
U.S. Turner, thank you so much.
Thank you,
sir. As always. Always, and you here. I know we're going to get some great news.
All right.
Appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right. Stay with us. We'll be back with more with America's Heroes Group right here on WVON 1690.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, S-E-I-D-M-A-N, law.net.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Hi, we're with the National Women Veterans United, the proud sponsors and partners of the American Hero Group.
Our mission is to ensure that women veterans are aware and have access to their VA benefits, resources, and entitlement. We monitor current or pending legislation that may impact VA eligibility and services.
We're located at 7907 South Racine in Chicago, Illinois.
And we provide a safe place for women to come relax. We have a meditation room. They can get food, clothing, housewares, whatever emergency services they may need.
We're the only Women Veterans Center in the state of Illinois. We are members of the Army, Navy, Marines, Air Force, Coast Guard, National Guard, and the Reserves.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, WVON host and honored veteran, inviting you to listen every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m. as I host America's Heroes Group, where we speak truth to power regarding the treatment of veterans, retired, and active, discussing concerns for affordable housing, social services, Medicare, and all services geared to veterans. America's Heroes Group, where we speak truth to power.
Good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. I'm Cliff Kelly. This is America's Heroes Group. And we partner, of course, with the Chicago Regional Veterans Benefits Administration Office. And we are so pleased to do so, to get out all of this great information. I want to make sure you do have our number to call in, 312-374-8130. We are continuing to have Mr. Turner with us. He says he's not an expert, but I know better. and we are joined now by another gentleman we are pleased to have with us, Pete D. Hardy, the third. And we are so pleased to have him with us. We just had an interesting conversation before we started, but we can't talk about that, I guess. We have to. I'm a big football fan, and I looked at him, and yeah, he was a football fan. Go Bears, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Go Bears.
All right. Okay. Tell us what you do and all of the things that you do, certificates and a little background.
Yeah, but before we go,
sure.
Can I kind of set the table here a little
bit? Certainly. Go right ahead, please.
In the regional office here in Chicago, we have two major business lines. We provide two major services for veterans at the regional office.
Great.
One is we process claims, which you're most familiar with in our Veterans Service Center.
Sure.
That's one major business line. The other major business line that we have is the Vocational Rehabilitation and Employment Office. And this is where Mr. Hardy is from. And, you know, the aim of that particular business line is to help veterans who are eligible to posture themselves for employment.
That's great.
So, and we have a team of experts, and Mr. Hardy is one of them. So I'm going to shut up and let him talk about his business.
That's great. Thank you for doing that. You go right ahead, sir.
Well, thank you for having me, Cliff.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure.
Yes, I'm a vocational rehabilitation counselor with the Department of Veteran Affairs. I have a master's degree in rehabilitation counseling from Northeastern Illinois University. Previously, I worked with the Department of Rehabilitation with the state of Illinois in a similar title. I've been working with people who have disabilities for about 12 to 15 years now in various aspects and roles, doing vocational rehabilitation since 2008.
This is just great because you've helped a lot of people, folks with problems with drugs and.
Yes, sir.
You do it all. Huh?
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah, that's great. Well, give us. You're also a certified alcohol and drug counselor. So, these people who come to you, as you was mentioning, they need a lot of help.
Yes,
how do
correct.
People get involved, Mr. Hardy?
Well, for our veterans who are seeking services through mm-hmm. the Department of Veteran Affairs, mm-hmm. they have to first file an application. Any veteran is eligible for services through our office, but we have to find them entitled to services.
Mm-hmm.
To be entitled to these services, the veteran must have a service-connected disability with a rating of at least 20% while they're within their 12-year basic period of eligibility. Some veterans may fall outside of that period of eligibility, and some may not have that 20% service-connected rating. For those veterans who don't have that rating and are outside that 12-year window, we can still determine if they are entitled for services if they have what's called a serious employment handicap. That means factors including their service-connected disabilities and non-service-connected disabilities are presenting barriers to them gaining employment or sustaining employment or even functioning independently in their daily life.
This is probably something a lot of people don't even know about.
Yes, sir, it is.
Would you? Yeah.
I agree. A lot of people don't know about these services that they're entitled to and that we can assist them with.
Because, as you probably know, Mr. Hardy, we talk to the VA all the time through the show, as you mentioned, knows very well. But this is something that we just don't talk a lot about, which is wonderful. Mm-hmm. So give us a percentage, or give us some numbers of okay. people you've been able to assist.
Well, I would say...
Or just some interesting cases, folks aren't... Yeah,
okay.
A lot of people don't know about this.
Well, with our program, we have different ways that we can assist these veterans. Some we help by gaining education and experience such as certifications to gain employment.
Mm-hmm.
Some already have the job skills and the experience and the education. So we help them by connecting them directly with Rapid Employment, with our employment coordinator, who's mm-hmm. going to take the skills they already have and help connect them with employers in the real world that can help them to sustain their livelihood. Some of our veterans need assistance with independent living, meaning they're struggling to function within their own home and their community.
Mm-hmm.
We can help them by coming in and doing modifications to their home, by providing them the resources they need to function within the community and have the life that they deserve.
That's great. And when you mentioned gaining education, if you see in your expertise, Mr. Hardy, that you have a vet that fits all of the categories, but does need some sort of education, a specific thing would help. Is that what you
Yes, sir. If we see that veteran who mm-hmm. needs specific training or mm-hmm. degree or certifications mm-hmm. to gain employment, we'll sit down, meet with them, and discuss what their job goal is. Because our program's biggest emphasis is gaining employment.
Mm-hmm.
We want to get you education, but more importantly, we want to help you to find right. employment. So we'll develop a plan that meets their interests and their abilities, and then we'll look at schools or programs that will best service them and their need. Some veterans need smaller class settings. Some veterans can function in a big university. We're going to look at ways to put them in the best situation to succeed and connect them with all those resources so they can succeed.
Yeah. What amazes me, Mr. Hardy, not only is this just a great program, but, and you might help us with this too, but how many folks really know this?
Not enough, Cliff.
I know, that's,
Not enough. We're trying to do a better job of putting this information out there to all the veterans, not only here in the Chicago mm-hmm. regional area, but in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
We have different resources where we pass out flyers. We're using social media. Director Turner is great at using LinkedIn to promote our mission to serve these veterans. And what we would always suggest is someone doesn't know, just contact us to find out.
Yeah.
Ask your fellow servicemen. We have a YouTube video that explains a little bit about the program. If you go on YouTube and you just Google Department of Veteran Affairs, Vocational Rehabilitation, there's about an 18-minute video that talks about our complete VR&E program. And it can answer some general questions, but hopefully it gives them enough information where they would want to reach out to us so that we can give them more.
That's the important thing.
Interesting factoid. Sure. Mm-hmm. Senator Tammy Duckworth is a beneficiary.
Oh, really?
And participated in the Vocational Rehabilitation Employment Program here in Chicago.
Isn't that? That's great.
Yes, sir.
That is great. Yeah, that's great. Well, this is my whole point, is the fact that this is a great program. And I just commend, of course, the VA for having it. But just to make sure that, because I think a lot of veterans just wouldn't even think about it.
Yes, sir.
And so I commend you, Mr. Hardy, for doing what you're doing.
Well, thank you very much, Cliff.
I think it's just wonderful. What else do we need to know?
Well, if a veteran, again, is interested in these services, they can either come to the regional office and submit an application in person, or they can do it via their e-benefits. That's usually the easiest route for some of our younger veterans who are tech-savvy. For our older veterans who may not like to touch the computer, they can come in, put in the application. We'll get their application processed, and they'll be scheduled for an orientation to come in, find out more about the program, meet with the counselor, and then we'll be able to meet with them and determine if they are entitled to these services because they're already eligible because they're a veteran.
Yeah. You know, and the thing about that is I think you know I'm a veteran. Yes.
Thank you for your service.
thank you, sir. I didn't know anything about this. As much as I do this and I have, you know, this wonderful gentleman, you know how much we got a great VA system here.
Sir, we do.
We have a great VA system. But there's just so many things, I think, that the VA does that unless you are specifically concerned about a particular issue, you may not even, it may never come up because we are talking about specific things. And it's just like this. I mean, this.
And we felt it important. Yeah, you and I have talked over the past several months about the variety of services we offer in the VA. And this is one of them. And we felt it important to offer a segment on your program to discuss this.
For which I thank you.
And in actuality, this is really a two-part program. So, you know, I think one of the things that Mr. Hardy can probably talk to is probably one piece of it, and then we'll have, and he may elaborate on that, and then we'll look at another show to cover another portion
of this
office, which is extremely important just because of the breadth of this particular benefit.
Which is just great. Yeah. No, this is wonderful. Mr. Hardy, what else?
Well, again, we would just like for veterans to come out and apply for these benefits that they're entitled to.
Yeah.
The best way to do that, again, is through e-benefits or applying in person. But if you're not sure if it's for you, just ask. Come on in. Give us a call. Someone will take your call. We'll tell you about everything our program could offer you. And hopefully that can convince you to come in and pursue it. We want these veterans to return to normalcy as much as possible. Our program is geared towards five different tracks of employment. Those are reemployment for the person who, again, is off on active duty or in the reserves and coming back. They had a job before they left. We want them to get back to their prior employer. Then we have the rapid access. It's for those veterans who have those job skills, have the education, but they just need help finding employment. So we're going to connect them with employment coordinators to help that route. Then we have self-employment. A lot of our veterans have skills, but maybe working with other people or in someone else's environment may not be best for them. So going out and establishing their own business, establishing their own trade, may be the best route for them to sustain their livelihood. So we can assist with that. And then we have the program we mentioned, which is the rehab to employment, which is the training. We connect them with schools, whether it's a college, university, short-term training, whatever it is that's going to help them to accomplish that vocational goal. And then our last one, like we talked about, is the independent living. So we have five different tracks geared towards different limitations or different desires of the veteran.
Yeah.
The best way for us to assist them is to actually talk with them and find out what it is
which
they
is
desire and what we can do to help, because we owe that to not only you, but all veterans.
Isn't that great? That's fantastic. Pete Hardy III is giving us all of this great information. We're just so pleased to have him here. 312-374-8130 is our number if somebody wants to call in. He was unbelievable because I ought to know these things. You know what I mean? But,
yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah.
It would be great if our vets who are coming home can find about these services before they come home. I think there's been a movement to educate and enlighten more veterans upon acclimation to civilian life. Mm-hmm. Just letting them know before they need it. An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. If we can tell you about something that you don't need, well, when you need it, you already know where to go.
Thank goodness through this program in VA, we've been able to get a lot of people some information and so forth. Yeah. But this is something, Pete Hardy, that I hadn't even thought about. You know, when you think of the VA, you don't think about them getting people jobs and so forth. Mm-hmm. That just doesn't connect.
Yes, sir.
But you're doing it.
Yes, we are. And getting them quality jobs.
That's what I'm talking about,
not just minimum wage.
Right,
getting them quality jobs so they can sustain their life, take care of themselves, their children, and have a good life, not just a okay life.
And putting them and giving them ideas that they may not even think about.
Yes, sir.
Who would have thought that a U.S. senator
came out of this program. Yeah, she came out of this
program. She came out of this program specifically in Chicago.
Isn't that something?
I think,
she did got a pretty good job, too.
I tell you, and is very effective at what she does.
Yes, she is.
I think that the one thing I can say unequivocally is that we're getting much better at getting the information out.
Okay,
And really the point you want to catch people is as they're transitioning out of uniform.
Yeah.
And so in our transition assistance programs, which are far superior and much more mature and much more comprehensive than perhaps when you got out, we do a better job of communicating with people who are making that transition.
I think it's great because you're absolutely right. The you get out and you are aware of these. As I said, I didn't know anything about being an employment agency, which is a great thing.
Yes, it is.
A great thing. I tell you, again, our number 312-374-8130. I'm learning myself, and with Mr. Hardy here, with all the information he's giving us, is just great. Tell us a little bit about your background. I know you're from Chicagoan, right?
Yes, sir. I was born and raised here in Chicago. Uh-huh. I obtained my undergraduate degree at Arkansas State University. I was down there from 1998 to 2002.
Okay.
Like we were talking about prior to coming on air, I was fortunate enough to be a member of the football team.
Great. Mm-hmm.
Upon completing my bachelor's degree, which is in criminology, I decided to come back home. I was working as an assistant teacher with Chicago Public Schools in an alternative school.
Okay.
And at that time, I knew I wanted to go on and get a higher degree.
Mm-hmm.
So I went and obtained my CADC, which is a Certified Alcohol and Drug Counselor, from the Community Colleges of Chicago here in Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Then I decided I need more. I like learning, so I went on to get my master's degree at Northeastern. While I was navigating my vocational plane, I knew I wanted to have something that gave me freedom to work in various fields. And rehab counseling did that, kind of like my bachelor's in criminology did that. I'm a father of three. I have a 17-year-old, a 13-year-old, and a 9-year-old. Born and raised in Chicago, still live on the South Side. I love my city. I want to do as much as I can to uplift my city and heal my city. I'm also in my spare time, if you would call it that. I'm a therapist by trade. So I provide therapy for families, couples, children, anyone that's hurting and trying to heal. So my professional life and my personal life kind of cross over with each other in that fact.
You know, I'm so happy not only that you do what you do and you obviously enjoy it and you do a good job, but also I like the fact that you're talking about, I have a saying people laugh about, that the human body is the only complex machine that can be totally reproduced by unskilled labor.
Mm. Yes, it is.
But see, when you talk about those three children, they say, "Hey, right on." I've been in a number of weddings, but I was in one where people in the wedding party were saying, "Damn, we hope they don't have kids." Your children are lucky.
Well, okay, I like to say I'm the lucky one because every day is a learning experience.
That's why they are, because you feel that way.
We're very fortunate to have individuals like
absolutely
on our team.
Absolutely,
at VA.
Let's take a caller. Lisa, hi, you're on WVON 1690, the talk of Chicago.
Hi, this is Lisa. How are you?
Fine, Lisa. How you doing?
Great. I'm enjoying your program from the Indianapolis area.
Okay, thank you.
And the reception is really bad. It goes in, out, in, out. So I finally got your number and I dialed it right.
Great.
Okay, so I did not get the name of this program. What's his name?
The name of the program, Lisa, is America's Heroes Group.
America's Heroes.
Right.
And that is out of Chicago.
Out of Chicago, that's correct. And
so you only serve Chicago residents?
No, that's not true. In fact, hopefully you'll be able to hold on near the end of the program. We have it's a totally separate organization. And we help veterans, and, of course, we refer them. And, of course, the people that you hear talking now, Lisa, are just experts, and we deal with them quite a bit. But we have a separate organization, America's Heroes Group is. Let me tell you this real quick, because otherwise, can you write this down?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Our office is at 155.
155.
North Wecker Drive.
Okay.
In Chicago. And the address is 4250.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Suite 4250. It's the same address. Suite 4250, right.
Okay.
And the phone number, if you would like, is 312.
Okay,
2618.
Okay.
And you can go online, www.americasheroesgroup.org. Okay?
Okay. Oh, right. Very nice. And great. So the person that I'm calling about is a relative, but he's in the Memphis area. That still would be okay?
Yeah, sure. Him. Certainly.
Okay.
Yeah, we can, okay. Just call that number. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Lisa. Thank you for your call.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. But, is that Monday through Friday, 9 to 5?
Yeah, correct.
Correct. Thank
regular
you.
Business hours. Okay, and thanks so much. Oh, hold on 1 second, Lisa.
And I would say to Lisa and anyone else who's listening that's not in the Chicagoland area, mm-hmm. if you're a veteran and you're seeking services through the Department of Veteran Affairs Vocational Rehabilitation Program, feel free to Google the local office in your area. Contact that office to put in the application. If you're connected with eBenefits, you can go online, and that will get your application submitted to the area, to the office within your regional area. Every state has a regional office. We have different satellite offices. We want to help veterans, not just here in Chicago, but throughout the nation.
And, in fact, Indianapolis has a very strong regional office. The director there is a friend of mine, Mike Stevenson.
Okay.
They're very well equipped to assist veterans.
Good. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Hopefully she was still listening to that because that's extremely important. You folks have just given us such great information. I love it. Hugh S. Turner, of course, and Pete D. Hardy. We got a few minutes left, 2-3 minutes. Who wants to close us? You all decide what we're going to close out with.
Well, I tell you, it's become familiar with the array of services that VA offers
mm-hmm.
to folks departing uniform services. A lot of times, you know, when people make the decision to get out, especially the younger service members, mm-hmm. it's all about go home-itis.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to get out. And it's an afterthought in which they think about the VA and services that are offered by this great department that It doesn't dawn until on them until years later. But it's important to incorporate that in their transition process.
Right.
So you're very familiar with the programs and services we offer, so they can have access to people like Mr. Hardy here to help them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, just glad to be here, Cliff. I'm glad to be able to spread this message to the veterans who maybe didn't know about it. And again, if you're on the fence, not sure if this is for you, give us a call. Come on in. Let us help you figure out if this is going to help you get to your goal. Some veterans may feel like they don't need this. We all need a little bit of help. Let us figure out the best way to help you.
I would think, Pete Hardy, that maybe even more may not know.
Yes, sir.
You know, a lot of veterans need help, but there are a lot of people who don't. What the service you render is just... it's just great. I didn't know some of the things that you do.
Well, I'm glad to be able to share that.
And the success that you've had, yes, which is just a great thing.
Yes, sir.
So if somebody wants to reach your organization, what's the best way for them to do that?
The best way for them to do that would be either to come in person. We're at 2128 West Taylor Street here in Chicago, Illinois, right next to Jesse Brown Hospital is the regional office.
Right.
They can go online through their e-benefits and locate our direct number. Our office number is 312-980-4445. That's actually my direct number.
Okay.
I don't know the office number by heart.
We don't need that. We got your number. 312-980-4445.
Yes, sir.
Pete D. Hardy. And that is just great. I want to thank both you gentlemen. Of course, Hugh, you know, you're a regular. You folks are doing a great job. Thank you both.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for having us.
Absolutely. Stay with us. We'll be back with more.